to TJSideways.com podcast. Brought to you by All-Star Performance, Bailey's Racing Engine, Engine Pro, Maxim Chassis, Must See Racing, Oschweken Speedway, Open Wheel Extravaganza at Sandusky Speedway, and Slade Shock Technology.
Thank you, Beth, coming to you tonight from the Engine Pro Studios, where I have one of my good friends that we've known for years, and is over at the Knoxville Raceway, Bill Wright, joining us. Bill W., also from Hoseheads, some of you might probably know him as, but Knoxville Raceway this year is looking to be, we were talking off the air, it's probably one of the deepest 410 fields you and I can ever remember on a weekly basis out at Knoxville.
Oh, absolutely. TJ, it's just incredible this year, and you've got everything from the young Lions to some of the veterans, who spent years on the World of Outlaws tour. And I was just thinking about it today, and just thinking about two out of the three drivers on the podium last year will be at Knoxville every week for the Nationals, you know. Alone, we're missing Donny Schatz. You know, Brian Brown has made it known that he's going to go to the King's Royal, but last year he missed four shows at Knoxville, and he still would have been sixth or seventh in points if he was eligible. So he still got a shot at it. And then Justin Henderson, of course, was third at the Nationals, and he'll be a welcome addition too this year.
And you look at it, you know, in that Henderson combination came together late, and man, they really came on at Nationals. And it's good to see them, and hopefully they'll be able to carry that momentum throughout the season.
Yeah, Justin's always been strong here at Knoxville. You know, I think his years on the road with the Outlaws really helped him, and of course his years out in Central Pennsylvania as well. And it'll be great to have him back. And of course he teamed up with Brian Sumby, who was on the road with Sammy Swindell, and owned a car for a while with Wayne Johnson out with the ASCS too. So his shop now is in Newton here, just up the road from Knoxville, and he's got Justin on board out of South Dakota, and they're going to be a potent combination. And last Saturday night at the MOA show down in West Burlington, I'm telling you, nobody was going to touch Terry McCarl. He's on a mission this year, and I think he was a little embarrassed by, you know, he was third last year, which isn't anything to be bashful about, but he's really out for blood. I think he just drove around everybody, including Craig Delansky, who's going to be there every week, and he really had no one even close to him. And that was a solid field over there at West Burlington. You know, you had Ian Madsen and Kevin Swindell and Craig Delansky and Paul Nienheiser and some of these other guys. Bronson Mason was over there, our track champ last year. So, but I think Terry's really on a tear. You know, Danny Lasoski will be there most weeks. And between he and Terry and Craig Delansky, they bring plenty of laps around the place.
And I wanted to start with Bronson because he's a name that, unless you go to the Nationals or you're at Knoxville every week, you're probably going to know him from winning the track championship there, but you probably haven't seen him. And it was the first chance I had gotten to see him was at the Nationals, and he was your champion last year, and he's a pretty decent shoe. And he might have been a little bit of a dark horse going into last year to win the championship, some of the names in there, but, man, he's awful strong at Knoxville.
He is. There's no doubt about that. And unless you go to the Florida Speed Weeks down there where Bronson goes, that's about the only place he travels anymore. He owns his own team and everything, and races right down at Pleasantville, which is about 15 miles up the road. And he's a farmer. He farms. And I was talking to him the other night. I was just surprised he was at Burlington. I figured he'd be planting already, but of course we had snow on the ground this morning. But so that, it might be a little early, but Bronson's really strong. He's always been a really good qualifier. People who come to the Nationals remember him making the finals a couple of times based on qualifying, getting through his heat, and those types of things. But Bronson has really amped it up the last couple of years. He won the Capitani Classic in 2012 and won a race before that. I think it was the mid-season championship or the fair race, and that really propelled him into last year. He's got Glenn Freeland as his mechanic, and Glenn, of course, was with Terry McCarl for years. So between the two of them, they really have Knoxville figured out, and and they'll be really tough again this year.
And we mentioned Craig DeLance, he's going to be there pretty much every week. Same with Brian Brown most weeks. McCarl, Lasoski will be there majority of the time. I mean, you start looking at these names, it's pretty impressive when Mark Dobmeier's like about the fifth or sixth guy you name on your list. And he probably didn't
make
his...
How about Dusty Zomer or Davey Heskin?
Yeah, and there were guys that might have been third or fourth on your list this year. And, you know, when you're starting to talk about Knoxville topics, and there are a couple bullet points down, but still not people to dismiss, especially I think Dobmeier. He might not have made as much noise last year, but it seems like he might be primed to make a little bit of a statement this season.
Since the early 2000s, outside of Donnie Schatz, no one has won more 410 races than Mark Dobmeier has. You can look it up. All he does is win, and what dedication he really has. He lives in Grand Forks, North Dakota, which the fans probably don't know, but it's a 10-hour one-way trip to Knoxville, one-way tow. He races Friday night at River Cities in his hometown, usually wins, and then gets in his hauler, gets his car owner, Dave Lundstra, in Sioux Falls, which is about halfway, 5 hours, and then he drives the rest of the way down to Knoxville to race Saturday, and then he'll race Husetts on Sunday night on the way home in Sioux Falls. And then the best part about it is he makes it to work. He owns a radiator shop in Grand Forks. He makes it to work on Monday morning. So that's a lot of dedication from Dobmeier, and he's a heck of a racer.
I joked when he showed up at Eldora last fall that this was going to be relaxing because he didn't have to drive somewhere to race on Sunday. He got to pull 10 hours and just, you know, sleep in maybe for a minute before he drove home. But you mentioned there are so many young drivers there. I noticed last year when I came to Knoxville, that division seems to be migrating some people up into the 410s, and there's quite a bit of youth to be served there in the 410 class at Knoxville.
Absolutely. Davey Heskin, you mentioned him earlier, and Davey, the Nationals fans will remember, finished second on his qualifying night 2 years in a row and has made the show here for a few years, and Davey does a great job. He's a good young lion that we have. Clint Gardner's, I'm not going to call him young, and you can tell him that, but he's moving up from the 360 class, and all he did was win 5 titles in a row, which has never been done in that class. And Al Parker, and he, at least the plan last I knew when I talked to him a couple weeks, was to race the 410s this year. And our 360 guys might breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief, but Clint's one of the most underrated drivers out there, and he's moving up to the 410s. That's going to be really interesting. You know, Craig Delansky's son Garrett is going to be in Mike Van Der Ecken's 10 this year. Larry Ball Jr., who's another veteran, was a 305 track champ last year. He'll be racing in the 410 class. We just have a lot of good young drivers. You know, I looked at our rookie list. We've got 4 or 5 rookies. RJ Johnson coming up out of the 360s. Jimmy Light, who a lot of the midget fans out there and sprint fans, a former Lawrenceburg champ, I believe, out in Indiana. And Jimmy Light's going to race weekly here at Knoxville and go for this Rookie of the Year thing. Chris Martin, who's just 16 years old, he'll be 17 soon, out of Ankeny, Iowa. He's won a race already at Antioch, California last year. He'll be kind of a wild card here in the 410s. And talking to Cole Wood, who spent last year on the ASCS National Tour, and Cole Wood saying he's based in Missouri now and saying that he's going to make most of the shows at Knoxville as well. We didn't mention Brooke Tatnall, Dustin Selvage, you know, some of these guys who have been around for a long time who are also going to be factors here. We could go on and on. I got a list. If you go on our website, KnoxvilleRaceway.com, and you look at our list of drivers, you know, Ian Madsen, we could talk all day about the races he's won already in Australia this year and the $50,000 race he won last year. And by the way, he was second in our points last year too. Yeah. So, the list going on and on and on here. If you go on our website there and look under, you can go to points, even though there aren't points yet. It's got our drivers listed there that I've heard commitments from, there, at least 99% of them. And you can look at the 3 classes and just see, how great it is. Calvin Landis, you might remember him. He used to be based in Arizona, raced here in the 410 class for years, had a couple top 5 finishes in the points, and Calvin's going to be racing in the 360 class this year, so that'll be interesting too. So, we got a lot of good drivers in our three classes, to be sure.
And, of course, a lot of this excitement is built around the new television package you guys have for 2014 at Knoxville Raceway. What has been the buzz from the teams? You're right there on the beat. You know, are the teams excited about the television package for 2014 with MAV TV?
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of unknowns, and people ask me, do we have this many drivers because of this television thing? I don't really think a whole lot of them are here because of it, but I think that a lot of them have benefited from it, either from sponsors or other folks. Just talked to Brandon Bingham tonight, and Brandon's the one who's going to produce the show, and they're getting things in order. I don't think the show starts till June, and it's going to be half-hour segments, so you certainly aren't going to be on there watching all three classes race every night, every race. It's going to focus, have a feature focus on some of the drivers, some of the stories around the track, things like that. And I think the drivers are really going to benefit from it. And, I've heard a real positive buzz from both the drivers and the fans having a lot of questions about it. And I think there are a lot of unknowns for a lot of people, but I think it's going to be a great thing.
Now, I always say when people move up into a division, like you see the movement from your 305 and 360 class into the 410s and all the excitement around the 410s, it creates an opportunity in those 360 and 305 classes for other guys to move in there and be the top dog. Who are we looking at maybe in those two classes to maybe take a step up this year and maybe step up their program?
As far as the 360 class, for example, Russ Hall is going to be there, and Russ was the Sprint Invaders champ last year. Joe Beaver had his best year to date in the 360 class. He ended up second in points behind Clint Garner. You look at John Agan, he's already got a win down at Beaumont, Texas this year, and he's been looking good as well. Nate Van Haften is always strong in that class. Tony Schilling, Jared Schneiderman's going to be racing in that class this year. A couple of rookies, Mike Van Haften, who's a cousin to Nate, who's got quite a few 305 wins here at Knoxville, moving up. That's a good story. Spent last year in Afghanistan. Then we have Dylan Peterson from Hartford, South Dakota, Vance Peterson's son. Vance raced here years ago, and Dylan moving up. Jamie Ball, of course, Larry Ball Jr.'s son, is going to be tough. Our rookie of the year last year was Zach Blurton out of Kansas. And Tyler Grunendike's coming back. So there's a lot of people ask about the 360s. There were only 13 of them showing up for points last year. But I think you're going to see some high car counts. Talked to Billy Alley today. He's planning on racing the 360 maybe this week in Knoxville, and he's going to race the 410 here as well. So we're going to see a lot of Billy Alley this year. You know, and the visitors to Knoxville is always part of the story too. You know, guys just coming in, getting some laps, those types of things. And I think we're going to see a lot of that as well. Chad Kemenoff said that he's going to be over here, a few times before Nationals. So, you know, some of those guys that just duck in, get some laps at Knoxville, it's a good place to race, a good weekly purse as well. And I think you'll see that in the 410 and the 360 classes. And then down in the 305 class, you know, it's kind of a there's a bunch of rookies coming in. I was kidding somebody the other day. We have five rookies signed up that their last name starts with H in the 305 class. It's really crazy. Probably the top contenders there, former track champ Matthew Stelzer out of Omaha, and then Jay Kinder out of Missouri. Those two guys have been really strong the last couple years. But you never know in that class, and it's kind of growing as well. I think 20-some drivers already committed to racing on a weekly basis here. So it's going to, like you said, it's going to be a lot of cars in the pits on Saturday nights here in Knoxville, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Do you remember, you know, is this the most buzz we've had around a Knoxville preseason, at least for the full year in recent memory, do you think?
The last few years have been really good. I mean, the competition here, I'd put it ahead of anywhere in the country, and you know, Central PA, you know, I've been there several times, and they've got some guys retiring and some car owners retiring. It's really been an issue out there. I just think, you know, when you look at our roster up and down here, I mean, it's hard to put anybody even in that class. So I think the buzz is really, really high at Knoxville this year. And, you know, there's a lot of talk before the season starts about these sort of things, but last year was super competitive, and I think this year will be as well.
Bill Wright joining us here. And Bill, you always make a trip out here, it seems like, for vacation stuff. So are we going to see you out in our neck of the woods on vacation this year, away from Knoxville, at least for a week?
Well, it's way too early to tell. Sometimes I might say, on a Wednesday, I might say, Ohio Speed Week starts Friday. Oh, that sounds like a plan. So, but that's kind of what I did last year. I do know, I only know one thing. My son and I are coming out with some of the family for at Cedar Point. I do know that. So that's about all I got planned for sure out your way. But
there is a racetrack very close to there. You do realize this.
Well, I know very well where those tracks are. I've been to them. And I have places to stay, which is awesome. But you never know. Indiana Sprint Week, Ohio Sprint Week, PA Speed Week. I've done them all more than once, so you know, there's a likelihood that I might be out there again.
Well, it was great to come back last year. You know, it was so much fun to come back to Knoxville, and I joked, other than round tables in the press room, it felt like I never left. I just walked in, opened up my laptop, and it felt just like it did 10 years before that, and I just started writing stories and went from there. And looking forward to, I think Dad's going to make the trip too, by the way, Bill. So it's going to be the whole game, the band's back together, so to speak. I told him, and it worked him hard. I finally got Bob Baker to work on him a little bit, and that I think that sealed the deal. So
I thought I had the hook in him a little bit last year when I saw him at Eldora, but it's really great, and he needs to see the improvements at the Hall of Fame and stuff like that, and I'm sure Bob talked to him about that. And, yep. And we miss you, man. I mean, it was way too long for you.
This whole growing up and getting a job thing, you know, I mean, it's for the birds, but it was necessary. But now I got a little more vacation. I got to get back out there. And I did. And, I'm looking forward to the improvements coming, too. It's neat to see the state of Iowa getting behind the racetrack with some of the improvements as well.
Well, we're hoping so. You know, that's quite a project. And, you know, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum also has a big project going on. I think that's like a $2.5-3 million project where they're expanding. You know, they really need to for their storage and the things that they need to have on hand there. And you know, it's really exciting what the racetrack is thinking about too. Moving the ticket office down to Turn One. I'm sure everybody saw the prototype. It's still a few years away, I think, at least. So nothing to get for us to jump about right now, but something on the horizon. And as you know, the Marion County Fair Board and everybody involved with Knoxville Raceway, they're always looking towards the future, always trying to stay ahead and keep on top of this sport. You know, if you're the sprint car capital of the world, you have to be the Mecca, and you have to stay on top of those types of things. And I think they do a good job of that. You know, I think we had some increased attendance last year at the Nationals and in general. So, you know, weather always plays a big factor in that, but I'm really looking forward to this season, starting Saturday, weather pending, of course, and I think it's going to be great. And, you know, the folks that can't make it out here, all our races are available on pay-per-view. You know, you can watch them there. Like we talked about earlier, you know, the MAV TV stuff's going to start in June. I think there's 16 to 18 to 20 shows that are going to be aired there. So I think that'll be really good for people getting a view of what Knoxville Raceway is all about and maybe wanting to make the trip out. You know, we'd like to sell these Nationals out again like we always used to, and that makes everything better in the sport, not only here but across the country.
Yeah, so call the Chamber of Commerce, get a house, get an apartment, get a camper, wherever you gotta do, get out to Knoxville, and make sure to keep up on the weekly racing there too. I try to tell people it's a neat scene out there with that. It's a very unique deal with Knoxville with their weekly program, and it's definitely worth following throughout the season.
Absolutely. You know, we have a great weekly program, highly competitive. You know, I hate to think of the people that live in the town of Knoxville that haven't gone and just figured that out. You know, we have four nights this year where kids get in free. You know, and by kid we mean 18 and under. So, you know, even, you know, I used to have to lie about my age at the ticket booth. You know,
we all did that. I was like 12 for about 2 years there. So
exactly, and we have a lot going on. You know, we have monster trucks, which, being open wheel fans, we kind of turn our nose up at them. But we had 10,000 a night here for those. You know, we have concerts. We have a rodeo this year.
Yeah, motorcycles, man, with the World of Outlaws on the same weekend.
Flat tracks. Yeah, this will be the third year they come. This year they're going to be the night after the World Outlaws. You know, the night before, I think there's a vintage motorcycle race. So that'll be interesting to see how that's received. And, you know, the Outlaws, their date's in June, I think June 14th. So that's going to be great. And, of course, our late model nationals at the end of the year, at the end of September, have been a huge success as well. And it's just great. But our focus, of course, is the sprint cars, keeping that weekly program going. And we have a lot of deals, you know, for the fans. We encourage them to go over to the website. You know, if you spend $50 at Casey's, you know, which a lot of people do for gas, you know, you come, you get two tickets for the price of one. You know, we have a lot of deals like that that you can look up on our website.
And it's newly remodeled, too. It looks really good. So I was just out there today. Well, Bill, I really appreciate you joining us, and look forward to following Knoxville Raceway in 2014.
I look forward to seeing you for sure here and maybe out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do have the cross passes sometime this year, but for sure we will in August. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, TJ.
You're listening